Welcome to Cooler Heads with your host, Jed Hafer of Mission Peace. This is a show about finding the voice of reason in contentious times, trying to have more reasonable conversation with less venom and division. Now, here's Jed Hafer.
Absolutely. Greetings and the warmest of salutations. Cooler Heads family, I'm Jed Hafer. So grateful that you have tuned in to listen to us. I am here with the world's greatest producer, DJ, who basically I make messes with the microphone and then he cleans them up. And he never teases me or makes sport of me.
I reckon they made quite a bit of sport of me.
They used to make quite a bit of sport of me.
And you either saw the movie Sling Blade or you're very confused and it's not your fault. And even that DJ will fix. He'll fix that. So glad you've joined us. We're talking this week about humor, laughter, making jokes, making fun of things. And the question really, can we, should we, and how does that fit in with the mission of Cooler Heads, helping people to get along, helping people to not be so nasty to each other. And you might think that I'm going to say, hey, we should never, ever step on anyone's toes. We should never be offensive. We should never color outside the lines. We ought to be so empathetic and sensitive that we never, ever offend anyone else, another human being in any way, shape, or form. Of course, those of you that know me are thinking you're doing that game show buzzer thing. That's not what we're going to say when we do this week's Reasonable Take. For this week's Reasonable Take, I'm going to make the case that we should get over ourselves. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, a sense of humor. And by the way, it is a sense, just like a sense of smell. And I recommend that you have both, you know, not one or the other. A sense of humor is vital in terms of coping skills and dealing with the tough parts of life. Well, let's just say your friend or your neighbor offends you. The lowest level coping skill is to attack that person and kill them, right? They say, hey, you need to get in shape. And you decide, well, that hurts my feelings. I'm going to kill you. That's the lowest level of coping skill. Second lowest would be watching that show, The Bachelor.
Will you accept this?
Absolutely.
You know, one of the highest level coping skills is humor, to be able to laugh, to be able to make jokes about it, particularly to be able to laugh at ourselves and make jokes at our own expense or laugh at the truly funny and silly and ridiculous things that we all say and do and think. The only one higher, according to our psychologist friends, and of course they know everything, would be self-improvement, right? So if you told me I need to get in shape, the worst thing I could do, kill you. Second worst, watch The Bachelor. Third worst might be an unhealthy coping skill. And by the way, if you're thinking of starting a business, those purveyors of unhealthy coping skills are doing very, very well right now, right? If you're selling alcohol, if you're selling junk food, if you're selling opioids, you're probably doing pretty well. The highest level coping skill, self-improvement. Right? I take that information and I say, I'm going to make myself better. Now, obviously, there's some common sense there. If they said something that's just mean or not true at all, I don't necessarily have to take that as occasion to better myself. But if there's a little bit of truth, and usually when something hurts, they say the truth hurts. If there's a little bit of truth to it, that's probably one of the reasons it stings a little bit. Wow, I do need to get in better shape. The second highest thing you can do, the second best thing you can do as a human being when something wounds you or hurts you is to laugh about it, joke about it. And I think we should be doing that more, ladies and gentlemen. We should be laughing about things more. We should be joking about things more, not in a mean way, not so much at the expense of others. But man, if I learn to laugh at myself, what do they say? I'm never going to run out of material, right? I have an endless supply of laughter if I can just learn to get over myself, not take myself too seriously, not say things like, how dare you say that about me? I've got to be able to laugh at myself. And then honestly, to be realistic, if I look around, I can't just laugh at myself and not anything else. That's not a sense of humor, right? Self-deprecating humor is a wonderful tool to get your foot in the door. Laughter can get under the door, you know, while reason is sometimes still banging or fiddling with the lock. But I have to also be able to laugh at the things around me. Let's be realistic. I'm not just going to make fun of myself. I'm also going to make fun of my mother-in-law. No, actually, I have a wonderful mother-in-law. I'm not just going to laugh at myself. I'm going to laugh at the ridiculous things around me. And that is healthy, everybody. It's healthy to be able to do that. Not to a point where we lose all reason and we don't ever solve problems or we just become completely silly all the time. But man, is there a place for laughter. The Bible says it's a balm. It's a healing balm or a medicine. And you've heard the phrase, laughter is the best medicine, a lot. I'm a fan of penicillin and Tylenol. Those are good medicine. But truly, there's a perspective thing here. And that's one of the things that humor does is it adds perspective. Since the beginning of time, people have joked about leaders. They've joked about their situations, their station in life. And I believe that sense of humor, that ability to laugh or to make light of things keeps us healthy. There's research on this, actually. It's one of the best things for your physical body to laugh out loud. Really, that release of laughing out loud, one of the best things for your body, except for one of those cleanses, which I'm not doing that. And that brings up another point. Laughter actually feels good and is fun. How many things are good for you that are also enjoyable? Like exercise, really good for you. I tend to not enjoy it so much. Eating vegetables, you know, unless you can count massive amounts of melted cheese, that's what my mom used to do. And I don't know if that was defeating the purpose or not. A lot of things that are good for us don't feel good. They're not fun. They're not enjoyable. Laughter is one of those few things. It's really good for you and it's fun to do. We don't do it enough. I've seen some stats on this. Little kids laugh way more often. And who looks less stressed out? I was just in an airport. Who's got more stress on their face? The parent or the little kid? You know, the little kid's looking around going, wow, this DIA place is huge. It's great. That's Denver International Airport, which for those of you not located in Colorado, they decided to build out in Kansas, the Denver International Airport. So we got that going for us.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
But yeah, I see adults as I walk around, super stressed out, lines on their forehead, scrunched up, possibly even constipated looking. And then you see little kids just laughing at stuff, even stuff that's quote unquote inappropriate, or it's not polite to laugh about this or about that. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what I believe. We all could use more laughter. We could all lighten up, and especially a tiny segment of people out there that their mission in life is to be offended. And anything that's funny, they have to evaluate it first, rather than just go, is that funny or not? They have to evaluate it across, 9 different ways that a human being could be offended, or what you're talking about. No, you're not allowed to say that. I feel like this is a small group of people, but they're just really, really loud, you know, whether it be on Twitter or other social media. And it feels like, oh, wow, the whole world is like that. We've got to get past that. I feel like sometimes comedy is dying because there's so many people waiting to be offended. And I got to remember the average person gets it. We've got to get past this fear of, oh, I can't say anything offensive. I'm in a comedy group. We're going to hear from our guests later about clean comedy. And it's not so much a fear of offending people. It's living our values. We want to be congruent with what we believe. As human beings, we need a sense of the perspective of in 10 years, we're going to laugh at this. I want to abolish that. I'm on a mission. I want to abolish the statute of limitations that you have to wait 10 years. If something's funny, if your friend falls down, that's funny now. I mean, make sure they're okay. Check on them. Make sure they're okay. But you don't need to wait 10 years. And truly, the reason we say that is usually we're going through something that seems tough or difficult or unpleasant at the time, but we realize in perspective, this is the value of humor, in perspective, this is going to be funny. Someday we're going to tell this story and we're going to laugh when we tell the story. You know what? Life is short. Laugh now. Get over yourself. Don't get offended. Laugh now. And we start laughing at each other. We start being able to make fun of each other. We start being able to make fun of ourselves. We stop taking ourselves too seriously. And you know what? We actually get along better. And I will tell you this, Charlie Chaplin said, a day without laughter is a day wasted. Let's not waste another day being uptight, sourpuss, offended people. Let's laugh. Let's enjoy this life that we have. And that, my friends, is the reasonable take. We are so blessed to have a new sponsor on Cooler Heads. My friend, fun and hilarious guy, Evan Money. He and his bride have put together a wonderful program called Marriage of Greatness. They will teach you how to restore the fun and the flow of love in your marriage. They make it fun. They make it easy. This includes lessons you can go back to over and over again and monthly access to them. Check out the link in our show notes for a special deal on Evan Money's Marriage of Greatness program. Check out the link. You'll be glad you did. Right now, buying a home is super competitive. One of the advantages you can have is to get pre-qualified or pre-approved. And if you don't know the difference between those two things and you want to find out, you've got to talk to my friend, Scott Seaman. He is the master of all mortgages. If you need a refinance, I know those rates are starting to creep back up. This is the time to get a hold of Scott. How do you do that? ApplyWithScott.com. That's his website. ApplyWithScott.com. You can also call 719-352-7077. This is my friend since third grade. Get a hold of this guy and he will help you. ApplyWithScott.com. Every week we love to get your thoughts on this segment we call The Pulse. This week I asked a few friends about comedy, what's offensive, what's funny. TH says, being offended is the new power position. I get offended and I get to tell you to be quiet. This needs to stop immediately. Bill says, I don't have to agree with everything a comedian says. These are jokes, not statements. Laugh at what's funny, move on from what's not. And finally, Karen says, I can laugh at performers I don't even like. All they have to do is say something funny. That's right. Karen, who can laugh at herself, even though her name has been basically taken and, wow. What have we done with the name Karen? We've taken it and we've wadded it up, put it in the very bottom of the trash can. That's what happened to poor Karen. She didn't do anything. She didn't do anything to deserve that. But if you're Karen, what can you do but laugh about it? That's the whole point. Love getting your thoughts on The Pulse. Check out the Jed Hafer Facebook page where I will solicit your wonderful thoughts on the subject of the week. If you're in Southern Colorado and you've got anything going on with your roof, or maybe you're buying a property or selling a property, you need an inspection, you have to call my friends at Aspen Roofing Company, 719-684-0760. These are people I have known my entire life. They are absolutely trustworthy and they will do a great job for you. They do all types of roof, tile, shingles, anything you need. Get a hold of my friends at Aspen Roofing Company, 719-684-0760. It is a treat to have with us today our guest, Trip Uholt of Oxymorons Comedy, and my friend, Trip. Thanks for coming on Cooler Heads.
Man, it is a blessing to be here and a real treat to be here with you, Jed, and here with DJ at the KPPF Studios. Man, this thing is palatial.
Yeah, it is. It is palatial. I don't know what that means, but it's also like a palace.
That's right.
In here, too.
You are modest. And DJ, oh my gosh, I'm just basking in his wake. The man's a genius.
Well, people ask about how handsome he is, and I can't even really describe it. I try, but I can't do it justice. Full disclosure, Trip is from Oxymorons Comedy, and I am also a member of Oxymorons Comedy. So when we slobber all over Oxymorons Comedy, it's fair for people to know that I'm a part of that nonsense.
That's right. When you mock Oxymorons Comedy, you're also mocking yourself. And so
that's true.
Yeah,
which I like to do.
And one of the lead men, you were right there at the beginning when we formed.
We started Oxymorons Comedy with the idea that, well, I'll let you explain about it, but we wanted to be clean.
That's
so
right.
Oxy means clean. Moron means trip. And you put those together and we're the clean morons. We do a lot of gigs. We're going to talk about that. But before we get into a trip, I want to just tell people a little bit about your background, how you got into making people laugh and what you're up to these days.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for asking. I was the kid who stared out into space, daydreamed, doodled, and ended my sentences with prepositions.
A preposition is a terrible thing to end a sentence with.
That's right.
Yeah.
and don't you forget that. My teacher said I'd never make anything of myself. And well, now I get paid to do just that. And well, that teacher is probably well.
Oh wow! Yeah, and you know, we know that there are a lot of those kids out there that they don't necessarily sort of fit the mold of becoming that worker bee, that loyal worker bee that puts their head down and does whatever the bosses say.
Right, and being a teacher myself, I teach at the University of Colorado. And
oh, so you can make fun of teachers too.
I can, yes, and they're exceptional students, and yeah, we're not poured all into the same mold. Some of us learn differently. Others of us respond and work differently. Of course. And if you can propagate that, promote that, and encourage that, that's where leaders and artisans and people that are fun to watch and listen to come from.
Right. And people that change the world. So you started out as that kid, and then you got into, at some point, you got into comedy and television.
That's right. Yes. Well, we were doing comedy way, way back when at Jeff Valdez Comedy Corner. I was doing a TV show called Almost Live. And
the great Jeff Valdez.
The great Jeff Valdez. He's out in LA now. He's a cable media mogul out there.
And he helped bring comedy to Colorado Springs, especially live comedy. And some of your favorites started at the old Jeff Valdez Comedy Corner right here.
That's right. Roseanne Barr started. The Amazing Jonathan had been doing some stuff. Sam Kinison was here. The late, great Sam Kinison. Richard Belzer.
I think Sinbad was a regular because he was up at DU.
That's right. And I saw these people doing it. I said, hey, I could get up on stage and try and be funny for 5 minutes, and did, and it was. And I met you just a couple years later.
That's right. We did some improvisational comedy. That's where you just make it up from scratch.
On the spot. We were the house improv group from Jeff Valdez's comedy club. And yeah, we were the Union Boulevard Irregulars long before improv comedy was a thing or even funny.
So Trip Uhalt was one of the original Union Boulevard Irregulars.
That's right. There's a few of us still around even. Matt Morris is in town. The last we heard of Jeff Soblik, he was climbing one of the tallest buildings in Denver on the outside, giving away resumes on the way up.
Those are those creative people you talked about that change the world, or if nothing else, we get attention.
They do things in a non-traditional way, and then climbing up the outside of the building, would fit that.
And speaking of non-traditional, maybe talk a little bit about what you're up to now, because it's a little bit of everything, but one of those things is making people laugh for good causes.
Oxymoron's comedy grew out of, first of all, we want to be clean, and we want to bless people with the joy of the Lord. And the last thing we are is churchy. We are not church people. I mean, we do go to church, but we want people to know the real love and saving grace of Jesus Christ, and that our God is not just the God of thou shalt nots. And when you come to our show, you get a lot of good, clean laughs, fun for the whole family, 5 and up. You know, below that, they tend to scream a lot, not unlike me.
Yeah. You know, leave your 4-year-olds. Nobody likes them. That's funny you say that, because, you know, I start the show by saying, hey, let's all lighten up. Let's learn to laugh. Let's learn to laugh at each other. Let's not be so offended. And then here you are talking about well, I believe, so I'm a dad, and my favorite sound is my kids laughing. Love that sound, right? It's just, there's no better sound than my kids just laughing, usually at my expense.
The worst sound is the garage door going up and knowing that mom's home.
Oh, yeah. We don't like that sound. But as a father, God's got to love that sound. Hearing his children laugh, that's got to be a sound that he just loves. And ultimately, I believe he invented laughter. He invented words and humor and the physiological ability for us to release laughter. So why not do it for a good cause, and why not acknowledge that? At the same time, you say, oh, you know, we're not stuffy, and we're not, you know, taking ourselves too seriously. Is it hard to make people laugh without saying things that you would consider compromising your values of being clean?
Well, not with you in the group, Jed. You're the funny one.
Oh,
and just as I said earlier, I'm swimming in your wake. And
if people think that I'm the funny one, then they're going to feel like the bar's pretty low for the rest of the group.
Well, yeah, you know, to answer your question, almost everything, there's humor in everything, and it just depends on how you spin it. And, you know, we touch on the verboten subjects, religion, politics, and, you know, things like that. But we do it in a fun way. We try not to make anybody feel bad, but just, you know, make the experiential part of it, the guffaw, the gaff, the insert your thesaurus. Is that a thesauretical
word? That's a dinosaur. Word? That's a little, yeah, those are those little
okay.
Dinosaurs, yeah.
And just have some, you know, make fun of the situation.
I think that's it. That your intent is not to set out to offend. I make the case that our intent, I mean, this is kind of a cooler heads principle. Our intention is a big deal. And I like to try to assume people's intentions are basically good until they prove otherwise. And so, yeah, if you set out with the intention of, I just want to make people laugh, I'm not waking up in the morning saying, how can I be offensive, or how can I hurt somebody, or you know, do them harm by something I say? I think really it's probably not, for me at least, it's not as tough as people think to not go around being offensive and still being funny, even though there are definitely those people in our society right now who are professionally offended. It is their vocation to go around and find things to take offense.
Nitpick, and yeah, they're all over the internet. They're trolls, and I mean, and thank you for saying that, Jed. You said you don't wake up to set out to be offensive, and I don't know who does, and shame on that person that does do that. I mean, what a blessing to be a light in somebody's life, to bring them joy and to just help somebody out. I saw a story in the Olympics just before I came over here on the way. I wasn't driving or anything because I would never do that.
No.
And, this Kenyan had gotten to the end of the race, and he got confused with all the signs and the arrows.
I knew I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
And a guy from Spain was right behind him, and you can look this up on our Facebook page. I'll put it up there in just a moment. The Spanish guy walked the Kenyan to the finish line and showed him where it was, and he said, well, why didn't you try to win? The reporter was asking, and he says, well, he had already won. He just got lost. And I just said, wow, what a blessing, to help this guy who had run the race and worked hard. And the Spaniard said, and what kind of a victory would that have been for me to take advantage of somebody's just, oops in life, and which is a, very abbreviated story, but, go to it, read it. It'll bless you, man. And just really want to bring joy and just make people forget about the nastiness of life and just have fun in a good, clean, award-winning way.
That's the way it's supposed to be. So you mentioned a Facebook page and a website.
This is a rather shameless promotion.
Hey, it worked on me.
Me too.
Am I to infer that Oxymorons Comedy has a Facebook page and a website?
You would infer correctly there, Jed. Yes, we have a Facebook page, Oxymorons Comedy, one word, and there's lots of oxymorons out there that you might run across, but we have a...
There's lots of morons.
Lots of morons.
We're Oxymorons Comedy.
I was out there in traffic with them on the way over just today, yeah. But
those are the people that woke up in the morning saying, I'm going to ruin somebody's life.
Oxymorons Comedy. It looks like an old kind of airplane logo. And then we also, our website is oxymoronscomedy.net.
Not.com. .net. Oxymoronscomedy.net for the website.
That's right. And everything you need to know and then some. And right now we got you could win a free Oxymorons t-shirt if you go to look up our Facebook page and go to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
That's right. There's a little giveaway going on right there. The Oxymorons t-shirt, of course, is a recognized symbol of greatness worldwide. So you want to get your hands on that. And you get it just by subscribing to the Oxymorons Comedy YouTube channel.
That's right.
Which is full of nonsense.
Nonsense, yes. You can see we'll have skits, we'll have sketches, we have some shows up there and lots of fun. We're trying to grow it and just propagate, fun and good, clean comedy.
And you can see some of us and our friends plummeting from the world famous pterodactyl at Cave of the Winds, which is another one of your gigs, right?
Yes. You won't see Jed plummeting, however.
Jed's always real busy when it's time for someone to plummet from the pterodactyl.
To dive off the 250-foot cliff at 100 miles an hour, 400 feet away, and pulling 2.5 G's in less than 4 seconds.
Yeah, I don't pull 2.5 G's anymore. There was a time.
Well, the chair does fly faster than vomit, and Cave of the Winds has done a lot of donations at our giveaways. We'll do raffles at our shows, and we take all the money from the raffles, and we have sent that money to numerous charities around the state and the world.
Human Trafficking Task Force,
Springs Rescue
Mission,
the Vine of Hope Orphanage in Uganda.
So people doing good work and helping people. Great businesses like Cave of the Winds donate passes and prizes. We raffle those off at our shows, and then that money goes to those charities.
You could win a day pass, a family pass for four $750 value for just $1.
Yeah, you come to our show, you buy a raffle ticket for $1, and you might come home with something that's over $750.
That's right. And then a lot of other things. We'll have single pterodactyl rides, we'll have cave tours, and then other sponsors that have helped us out, to Qdoba, Carrabba's, Texas T-Bone, basically places I like to eat.
Where, yeah, Tripp goes to eat and says, hey, give us some gift certificates and we'll give those away at our shows or raffle those off at our shows. So let's just say I'm terrified to ride the pterodactyl or one of the other attractions.
Let's just say that, hypothetically, for the sake of radio,
and then I can give that to somebody and my dear friend could have that experience of pulling 2.5.
Geez, at 100 miles, that just happened, as the famous Ricky Bobby said.
Yeah, so on the YouTube channel, you get to see some cool stuff that we filmed at Cave of the Winds, a couple other sketches, some little snippets from our shows. And as you said, always clean, family friendly. You can bring kids to our shows.
Quality entertainment we had a show with the Sofa Killers that you had on a couple weeks ago. And that was a fun time. Those guys are always great.
Yeah, we like to collaborate. As a matter of fact, coming up Sunday, August 1st.
Yes.
We're stopping, collaborating, and listening with Stick Horses in Pants. Yeah, Stick Horses in Pants, a really funny improv group. They're like us, but just more professional.
They have matching T-shirts.
They've got matching T-shirts, which we don't have.
And combed hair, which is really, really good. And then Chad Hutto, cowboy comedian, will be there with us. He sounds like John Wayne. I would listen to him read the phone book. He has such a wonderful Western voice.
Yeah, he's just to hear his voice is entertaining. And then if he says something funny, that's a bonus.
Even a bonus, yeah.
So this is at the Three E's Comedy Club, Sunday, August 1st. That's our next show.
Yep, 7:30. We have some shows after that. We got another show with Woodman Valley Chapel the middle of the month on Friday the 13th. But then our show after that is at the Chicken Coop in Black Forest. All public is welcome.
Yeah, the Chicken Coop. We're gonna wear whatever soaks up beer the best for that show.
Yes. Drive-bys and beer bottle throwing is optional out at Sherry Koch's place, the Chicken Coop out on Black Forest Road. That will start at 9 o'clock. And
this is why it's a blessing to be a part of this group. We got a show at a church. Then we got a show at a bar.
Jesus sat with the tax collectors and the prostitutes and also with the Pharisees. And we're guns for hire is what we're saying.
You know, if it's for a good cause or there's people there who like to laugh and don't necessarily need it to be dirty to be funny. Our people.
I've said the word award-winning. We are award-winning clean comedy. We have been voted Best of the Springs 3 years in a row since we've been in existence. And we trade with Stick Horses in Pants for silver, gold, silver. They were gold this year. We were gold last year. And just, you know, good, family-friendly, really funny comedy.
Yeah, if you haven't been to one of these shows, you need to come out. And because a lot of my friends listen to this, you guys are lame that say you're coming and then you don't.
Hey, Bruce in Hawaii. Yeah, Bruce in Hawaii listens a lot.
We love Bruce. He's the opposite of lame. But really, live comedy, it makes me happy to see real people sitting in seats in person, not over Zoom, laughing. And that's, as I said earlier, that's one of the best things for your mental health. And it's one of the best things physiologically for your body. Laughter is truly medicine. I think that's in the Bible.
The best medicine, right? It's in Ironicles.
Ironically.
Yes.
That's the book I go to the most.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where I have my devotions. Well, Tripp Uholt, Oxymorons Comedy, and also from our friends at Cave of the Winds, thanks for coming on Cooler Heads and letting us know what's going on. One more time, if people want to find out what you and your crazy crew are doing.
We are at Oxymorons Comedy, one word, on Facebook and Instagram. And our website is oxymoronscomedy.net, not .com. .net, and you can win a free T-shirt if you subscribe. Go to our Facebook page, look up the. There's a few posts there for the YouTube challenge. Subscribe, and we are going to pick a winner, and you'll get to wear a. I believe Heidi Klum actually will have worn this T-shirt by the time the winner gets it. So supermodels, it's a big thing.
It's a pretty big deal. Yeah, we're trying to get up to 13 or 14 YouTube subscribers, so this ought to do it. I believe this is going to get us over the top, and on Facebook. You're basically like the mayor of Facebook, and people are addicted to our silly, funny, dad jokey memes that come out every single day on
Daily
the Oxymorons
memes.
Facebook page.
Tons of memes to go there and share.
Man, thanks for being with us and sharing a little bit about how people can access laughter made from scratch that is not going to be dirty or hurt anybody.
On the spot, timely, and funny.
That's Trip U-Haul of Oxymorons Comedy, my favorite improv group. I might be biased, but once again, we absolutely love Trip and all that he's doing, and we really appreciate him coming on Cooler Heads.
Well, you are part of the effort and part of the reason that we are award-winning, clean, godly, and a favorite here in Colorado Springs.
I can't say it any better than that. We'll be right back on KPPF.
Peace.
On the line with us is one of our favorite humans, friend of the show, friend of me, really friend of everybody, Jason Roschek. Jason Roschek Partners, Coldwell Banker, First Choice Realtors. Jason, we're talking about laughter this week.
That is awesome. I love laughing.
Yeah, I've seen some of the outfits that you've picked out to go out in public, so I know that you're not a guy who takes himself too seriously.
No, in fact, I get a lot of comments how, like, my wife lets me out of the house like that.
Which she is kind to do.
Oh, yeah. And it's really funny because sometimes I will even get like my green shorts and a green shirt and my kids are like, Dad, no.
But that's just part of being a dad. And it's also part of your personality. You're a fun-loving guy. You're always out in the community. I've seen you as, you know, basically like a cheerleader for good stuff that's going on in the community.
Absolutely. Try to cheer on our schools and our people. Yes.
And the Denver Broncos, God's team.
God's team. And you know what? What's really exciting, and it's going to be even more funny, is that Locke's going to be our quarterback again. And
Drew Locke, and he's going to do fantastic, and we're going to cheer him on. And Jason will probably be out there wearing some bright orange striped shorts of some sort.
Yes.
And everybody loves that. What else is going on with you? Maybe tell us a little bit about what's going on with your real estate team.
Hey, so our real estate team is really starting to get cranked up here. This is what I call the second season. We have March and April, and everyone thinks they need to buy a house because it's winter, you've been stuck in your house, but now people are calming down a little bit and realizing, oh, hey, I need to get my kid into school, or I can work anywhere now with the internet. And so this is the second season. You'll see homes start going up in price a little bit, but you're going to see some more opportunities for buyers come the end of July, which we're in August and September, just so you know that.
So this is the time, the second season. Get a hold of Jason Roschek, his website, jasonroschek.com. That's R-O-S-H-E-K, jasonroschek.com. Or I've heard a rumor that there's a phone number people can call or text.
Yeah, it's a hotline. Immediate direct line to Jason Roschek, almost like to the Kremlin. 719-237-0394.
719-237-0394. It's like a hotline to the Kremlin, only a little bit more fun.
Yeah. Sorry, that was not funny.
Jason, you are always a blast. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and we will talk to you again soon. I want to do a few things. I want to thank my awesome sponsors who support this show every week, and I want to thank you for seeking out my awesome sponsors. I want to thank Trip U-Halt of Oxymorons Comedy and Cave of the Winds for coming on the show and helping us put this humor thing in perspective. I want to invite you to check out next week's show, where we're going to talk to some police officers, and we're going to talk about community policing and programs that are supporting and helping foster good relationships between the police and the community. And I want to remind you that it's okay to laugh at yourself. You learn to do that, you'll never run out of material, and you'll have a healthier and happier life if we can all be less uptight, more willing to laugh at ourselves, more willing to say, hey, I might take things seriously, but I'm not going to take me too seriously. It'll help us get along. It'll help us be at peace with one another. So remember, laugh at yourself. You don't need to fight with your neighbor. Cooler heads will prevail and love will win.
This has been Cooler Heads with Jed Hafer of Mission Peace, presented by Scott Seaman of ApplyWithScott.com and by Jason Roschek from Coldwell Banker, First Choice Realty, and by Aspen Roofing Company, Inc. Tune in every Saturday at 3 p.m. for Cooler Heads and listen to the podcast on Podbean.